Harper Audio presents Lady Killer by Lisa Scottolini, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. The author opens this novel with the following quote from The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Hates any man the thing he would not kill? Chapter 1. Mary D'Annunzio sat across from the old man, deciding which one to shoot first. Her father, Matty D'Annunzio, was the natural choice because he was the most stubborn. But his three friends were tied for second. They sat next to him at the conference table, a trinity of Tonys. Pigeon Tony Lucia, Tony from down the block La Monaco, and Tony Two Feet Pensiera, who was called Feet, making him the only man in South Philly whose nickname had a nickname. Pop, wait, think about this, Mary said, hiding her exasperation. You don't want to sue anybody, not really. She met her father's milky brown eyes, magnified by his bifocals, as he sat behind an open box of aromatic pinoli nut cookies. Her mother wouldn't have let him visit her, even at work, without bringing saturated fats. Besides the cookies, waiting for her in the office refrigerator was a Pyrex dish of emergency lasagna.
Yes, we do, honey. The club took a vote. We want to sue. It's about honor.
Honor? Mary tried not to raise her voice. She loved him, but she was wondering when he'd lost his mind. A tile setter his working life, her father had always been a practical man, at least until this meeting.
You want to sue over your honor?
No, over Dean's honor.
You mean Dean Martin?
Yeah, he was a great singer and a great man.
Plus a great golfer, said Tony from down the block.
Great golfer, repeated Feet. And Benice disrespected him in public.
But Dean wasn't there. Mary stopped just short of saying, He's dead, or are you insane too? Tony from down the block nodded.
Dean Martin wasn't his real name, you know. It was Dino Crocetti.
Mary knew. Dean Martin, born in Steubenville, Ohio, adored his mother, Angela.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
She hadn't grown up her father's daughter for nothing. In his retirement, her father had started the Dean Martin Fan Club of South Philly, and she was looking at its four co-presidents. Don't ask why there were four co-presidents. The fifth had to step down from prostate problems. Mary asked, How does it avenge his honor if you sue?
Meh,
Feet interrupted, indignant.
Bernice insulted him. She called him a drunk.
Mary winced on Dean's behalf. Her father shook his head. Tony from down the block reached for another pinoli nut cookie. Feet's slack cheeks flushed with emotion, trumping his Lipitor.
Meh, she hollered at him like a fishwife, in front of everybody. The mouth on that woman. So Big Joey hollered back, and before you know it, he's holding his chest and falling down on the floor. She gave him a heart attack.
Feet pushed up the bridge of his Mr. Potato Head glasses.
That can't be legal.
I saw in Boston Legal, it's emotional distress.
Tony from down the block brushed cookie crumbs from a red Phillies t-shirt, which matched his unfortunate new hair color. He was single again, a fact that his red hair blared like a siren. Also, that he might not own a mirror.
That's how they always are, that club, her father said. They never shut up. Sinatra this, Sinatra that. They think Frank was the best, but Dean had the TV show. They forget that. Dean was the king of cool, that's all.
Added Tony from down the block, and Mary's father turned to him.
Don't get me wrong. Sinatra was good. My Vita loves him. But he hogged the spotlight. A show-off. A showboat. Tony from down the block agreed, and Mary listened to the two men have the same conversation they'd had 1,000 times.